Blog Talk Radio.
Underground Players is in the house.
I pledge allegiance to this gang that we pimps display across America. And to the daily payment which we demand from our hoes and suckers searching for gain, a whole nation wondering how the fuck we do it. Taking liberty, fucking justice, and straight lace with no chase pimping, y'all.
Okay.
Players is in the house.
Hey, that's what's up. Check game. You know, I like the title, my shit. And some dude hit me today or yesterday or whatever and said, Rosebud, I really, the reason I'm saying this is because I don't ever really listen to my voicemails. But for some reason, I don't know, I was listening to one yesterday. Rosebud, I really love what the fuck you be talking about. And those titles be on point. I like the title of my shit because, you know, there's a theme. I'm a writer. So there's a theme. There's always a theme when I write whatever I'm going to say to you. There's a theme. And you have to give thanks. You just do. You have to give thanks. You know, to... Oh, no, no. Wait. That's my subject today, giving thanks. But the theme, talking about the theme, you have to be talking about something. You can't be just rattling on, which is what a lot of you guys do. Just rattle on and on like, oh, my goodness, man. You know, you said the same thing 30 minutes ago. Well, but you said the same thing 15 years ago. Oh. Listen, let's get with this, because I'm thankful to see this day and every other motherfucking day I get to see and all of the days I've seen. I'm thankful for that shit. Every morning I wake up and take my first breath. I do like my dad. I love my dad. I hope you guys understand how the power your father has. I mean, he could have been an asshole. My dad wasn't the greatest. He didn't, like, make us have all the shit. But believe me, that motherfucker is a motherfucker. But anyway, I just, like my dad did, I always thank God for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, Lord, for letting me see this day. Something like that. Now, the reason I do that is because I'm not a church-going person. I'm not a Bible or a passage-quoting person. But I believe in that shit. I really do. I really believe in it. Also, my religion, mine in particular, is Christianity. No matter what the religion is, I believe it's all one religion. It's just the same thing as language. You know, so many different languages, you know what I'm saying? But they all say the same thing once you interpret it. So whatever religious, you know, faction you like, that's on you. But it's saying the same thing the religious faction I like is saying. So what I'm saying to you is there gotta be some kind of goddamn reason that I'm still here. Do you see me smoke? Do you see me drink? You see me talk shit? You know, I used a hell of drugs in my life. You know what I'm saying? There got to be some kind of motherfucking reason I'm here. Or I'm still here. And the reason I say that, because so many of my motherfucking partners is gone. Damn it, fucking fly. See, this is why I write shit down. Because that fly down there took my mind off what I was going to say. But then I looked over there, seen my shit. I'm ready to go. But so many of my partners is gone. I'm telling you. After I sit up and think about that kind of shit for a little bit, I lay there and plan my day. Now, this is all going on in about a minute. Because I don't take no long time to think. And as always, I began wondering, you know, why do I always choose the most difficult thing to accomplish in my life or in my life's choices? And I've been wondering why I believe that I'm not supposed to live as a normal motherfucker. I really believe that. I'm not supposed to live as a normal or a regular person should live. Then I'll be wondering why I chose to be this beacon of light that I mentioned to you earlier. And I'm that. God, I hate that. They just, But what I'm saying, you know, some of you motherfuckers are lost. And some of you didn't get to have the big brother or the uncle or the dad or the guidance that I represent. I know this shit. I mean, I really do. Because when you lost, or let's say you get lost at sea, then you cannot really, you know, it's a storm and everything is fucked up. But then in the distance, you see that tower, that light. It's a tower, and you see it. I'm just saying that beacon, that light helps you. So what I'm saying to you right now, fellas, is I be wondering why I must be the one who at all costs thinks rational. I don't know. I mean, it may be my dad. I don't know. But it don't escape me that I have to always think rational. And it don't escape me as to why I put so much pressure on my goddamn self to be the best. I ain't talking about the best pimp. I ain't talking about the best man. I ain't talking about the best professor. I'm talking about the best of whatever the fuck I endeavor to do. And then, after I'm laying there thinking all this shit, and like I say, everything I talk about has to be related. So after I'm laying there thinking all this shit, it dawns on me that all I got to do is just wake up because all those answers are at my feet. If I'd only look to see the truth. Because my plate is so full. For the same reason that I woke up this morning. For the same reason I said thank God when I said it. It's obvious it's his plan. It's God's plan for me to be this person. I see you 313, but I'm not, you know, trying to be no preacher or nothing. I'm just saying how much I think about shit. I mean, why else? Why else would this be going on? 313, what's happening with you, baby?
Bud, how you doing? What's up, bud? This is Rod Greer. My question is, how do you, or when would you go about finding out, not that you want to, but when do you find out that something's not for you?
When do you find out that something's not for you?
Yeah, say in the sense of a career path or anything.
When you start seriously not liking it. And then you don't know what's for you unless you choose to be a singer and you start singing and that works for you. If I wanted to be a karate guy, you know, and I've chosen and I, it's worked for me. But I might have went to school. It got me a master's degree in accounting and end up being a construction worker and making hella money. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is whatever you, as far as what you like and what's you, whatever you end up doing that you really and truly like doing to where you're not feeling like you're working, that's what's for you. Yeah. See, that's what I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of got the understanding because at the SWU, I just feel like, shit, I can do anything. But in the reality, some shit, you know, I don't need to be fucking with.
Well, I said, bro, you're right. But this is what life does for you when you really think. You know, you're thinking about all kind of shit that you ain't been thinking about. But you still make your decisions based on where
right.
we... Did I get it? Damn, no. Based on where we coming from. Before I did get his ass. Hey,
I don't like flies either. I can't stand
it. I did get that motherfucker. He out. Wait, I gotta get someone to put him in the trash. I don't want to break. Hold on. I thought I got that motherfucker. Hey, I hate flies. But anyway, hey, and I ain't bullshit. Y'all see that motherfucker right there? See that motherfucker right there on the thing on the total tissue. But, bro, what I'm saying is you start thinking about so much stuff, and you're right, everything ain't for you, but this is what's beautiful. You get to choose. you get to choose, man, so don't trip about none of the shit. Just go through it, and by the time a year or so go by, you just seen a few different paths you could have took. You might be on one, and you could have took a different one. You might be thinking about, wow, maybe. I'm saying that's what life is, man. This is what you want to do. Have choices. Have options. And you make them. Make that choice.
Right on.
All right. Hey, 973, what's up?
Motherfucking Rosebud Better Dose. How you feeling?
What's up, brother?
Boy?
What's happening?
I'm chilling, man. I can't call it, man. What's going on with you?
You see what I'm doing, man. What's up? You got a question?
Yeah, I got a couple of things, man. Why you smack that fly like that, man? Who you mad at right now, man?
Man, I can't
that motherfucker
fly,
was on
man.
Point. That shit was on point. I'm like, damn, that was a quick clap.
Hey,
man,
hey, let me tell you something. Hey, and the nigga knocking on 70. So you know I was a bad man when I was 18, man.
And you were swift with it. Call that man Smokey Robinson over there, boy. Hey.
Come on, baby, what's up?
Hey, so I like what you're talking, man. You know, I usually chop it up with you. I still ain't get my copy. It's my third request, though. I ain't get my copy, but I'll send you another
your copy.
Much
what?
Love. I need. Hey, man, you said you was going to send me part two. I ain't get part two yet, man.
Who the fuck is this? Man, what's your motherfucking, No, don't say it. When we get through, make the request again, goddammit. And don't wait. We got to go with a code because, you know, so many, when I say this shit, I get a lot of motherfuckers saying it, and I might have mixed you up with somebody that was bullshitting. Hey,
I'm
but you know what?
I'm not out there either, bud, because I know you're about your shit. But I'm just saying,
hey, listen,
I'm just throwing your words back.
Check this out. There's some digits. All your in your number, your phone number, they like the same. And one of them digits appears three times. You just let me know what that is, and I know it's you.
I got you. Definitely. All right,
so
on with the question.
Come on.
I like what you're talking. I like what you're talking, man. So. The appreciation of life. When did you feel like, because I'm going off of basically our vibe right now. I ain't had no initial question, but what you talking, it resonates with me so hard, Rosebud, because people don't understand there's so much game and just humbling yourself and taking in that realization of life.
All right,
about the bitches.
Do you want your own channel, or do you want to ask a motherfucking question?
No, I just want you to vibe off that, because I know
I
you
don't
want to
vibe, man. Come on, give me the question you want, or make the points you're trying to make, and we can go with the point.
Got no points. Listen, I just wanted to shout you out. Appreciation of life. I like what you're talking, bud. That's it.
Oh, that's the point. Well, let me
yeah,
tell you, you know why.
Because you was grooving. You was grooving.
You know why you, know why you like what the point, what I'm talking about? Because I'm, you know, man, I can talk about hella shit, but I talk about real shit. I talk about shit
what's
that's
up?
Important to you, to the motherfucker that's really paying attention. I mean, you know, you already see I don't give a fuck who like me. You know, I ain't gonna be saying shit for no motherfucker to like. Man, that got to be my daughter, man. Hold on.
No doubt. Because
she just called my cell. Hello? Fucking bitch, that ain't my daughter. I'm sorry, you guys. Anyway, I'm just saying, man, we just gotta be real like we are. And you got, man, something is going on. My phone keep ringing, and then this one's ringing. You guys can't hear my phone, but I can hear. Never mind, I ain't going to
get it. Take your time, bud. Do your thing.
I ain't going to get it. Fuck it, because I motherfuckers know I'll be, you know, doing this, so they be calling me. You know,
it ain't that important,
because they don't know where I live. If they don't know where I live, you know, they ain't even registering to me. Shit. You know, motherfuckers really register to know where I live. They come over. So, check game, bro. Hit me, man, so I can shoot you part two. And I'm only going to hit one motherfucker today, because you know what? I looked in my last month, man. I didn't really sell that many motherfuckers. And I gave away about a fourth of what I sold. Well, I say shit.
You gave away about 1,000 of them things these past couple of weeks.
It don't matter because it's people that, you know, fuck it. It's cool. It's cool, man. But hit me, man, so I can hit you.
I will, but I'm going to stay on the line.
Sure.
What do you think?
All right, for sure. You know what, you guys, I'm telling you. My job ain't finished. It just ain't. And I learned when I was a kid, I learned this from Archie Moore, when a task is once begun, never leave it until it's done. If that task is great or small, do it well or not at all. Archie Moore the Mongoose. Motherfucking call us that shit. Because I was in his boxing club in the Crest. And I'm just saying, I have a lot of you motherfuckers that I still need to reach. You know, I'm going to be alive until it's time to go. I didn't accept that. But while I'm here, I'm spitting fire. I ain't finna spit no old man shit. I ain't finna tell you to believe in whatever that shit is I got for old people. Goddamn, I can't even think of it. But anyway, none of that being and lying, none of that motherfucking shit. I ain't finna tell you none of that damn shit. I'm gonna be talking shit till I can't. Now, what you need to do, matter of fact, all you motherfuckers need to get at me, not about the course, but about the 2-for-1 sale. Until I think I'm doing this until Monday. What's the day? Goddamn, whoever that. I'm sorry, I gotta get it.
If I'm not answering the phone, don't it mean I make
what?
How much? Hey, look, I can't goddamn discuss this shit. I'm making a video right now. No, what I'm telling you, this motherfucker talking about a whole bunch of money, she gotta come out. We gotta wait, but if he ain't do it. Alright.
I'm sorry, goddammit. That was my goddamn daughter. Fuck, I'm gonna be tripping on this now. But this is what I'm talking about, dealing with life as life happens. You know, you got to make your life to where certain things happen. And when anything is out of order, something's wrong. Now, I know I get calls when I'm, you know, on my video and shit. And I know I get calls on this phone, but this is house phone. I don't never answer that motherfucker. Because that's always some motherfucking robot or something. But what was going on, that phone and this phone ringing at the same time, I knew something wasn't right. And it's this car I just bought, my daughter. A whole bunch of shit is going on with it. So I might have bought a lemon. I don't know. We see it. But let's just get, you know, I'm trying to regroup. But I got the 2-for-1 sale going. All the tools. Anything you want, 2-for-1. Pay for one, get two. That's what it's about. So, let me explain something that's crucially important to all of you. I am a damn dreamer. And I dream big. I'm not a person who by any means will settle. I'm not settling for shit. Most of you motherfuckers are guilty of that. And you need to correct that shit. But me, I live with a purpose. And I'm defiant to live as any of you motherfuckers think I should live. Just because you hear me or see me. Man, I buy shit and it don't really work. You know, the really basic shit really works that I see. Equipment and all kind of goddamn shit. You know, I don't give a fuck what I buy. The motherfuckers still going to be talking about what I could buy. I'm talking about you motherfuckers be doing that shit. Oh, your shit could be this. Your shit could be that. Man, fuck all you motherfuckers. As long as you can hear me. Because I'm not acting and I'm not doing no magic tricks and shit that you need to see. All you really need to do is hear my motherfucking ass. As long as I'm alive, you know, I'm going to be spitting stand on it shit. That's all I'm doing. I am a damn dreamer. I'm telling you. To be this way, I'm serious. To be this way, you gotta have the ability to be very extreme. But you cannot be an extremist. Now, that's really some shit. I mean, there's the extreme in everything. And you have to be able to be that way. Because sometimes you got to go to the extremes. And when you win going to the extremes, you can get caught up in the fact that just about every time you do that, you win. So at that point, once you accept that, you're going to become an extremist. And you're going to go to the extremes automatically. Fuck that. That ain't where we coming from. We gotta understand. We gotta have a higher level of inner confidence. And you've heard me speak of confidence so many motherfucking times. It's pathetic. But that's all I speak about. I don't talk about fucking no bitch. You know, I do talk about parking the bitches, but shit, that takes confidence. So I'm all the time talking about confidence. But I don't simply talk about it. I got it. And right now, I call myself on the hiatus. I ain't talking to no bitches. I ain't been talking to no bitches. It's been a couple of weeks now. But I'm thinking about, I don't know, until I can't stand a couple of months. Because what I'm saying is, you know, I was concentrating on, you know, fucking a bitch too much. And that's all I was really thinking. And I know that ain't all bitches for, but I know that's all I was thinking. So what I'm saying is, let me just stop thinking that shit. And the only way I'm going to stop thinking of it is to stop fucking bitches. As long as I'm fucking them, I won't be thinking about fucking them. So I stopped a couple of weeks ago. I ain't taking no calls. You know, I mean, you know, I see who it is and shit. I ain't even answering the phone because I'm doing something for me, I think. It could be stupid. Well, who gives a fuck if it's stupid or not? I'm only doing it where I can see it. So, oh shit. Did I feel another fly? Oh, God. I hope I didn't, man. Sometimes I'll be tripping. But what I'm saying is, why would I think about this? Because, you know, people call me a bragging motherfucker. I don't know. Some of you guys are new. But a few years ago, when I was going to school, in my master's program, I predicted. I said, man, you motherfuckers don't know me. You know, I will, I'm all on Facebook saying this shit. I will get straight A's in this motherfucking class. I mean, this, my master's program. Every fucking, you know, class to get straight A's, you got to get an A in it. So, you bragging ass motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, why would I brag about something like that? Because that master's program was 15 months. Now, I'm bragging about something before it happened 15 months from now. Now, why would the fuck I do that? Somebody that, well, yeah, I'm going to say shit because you know I'm so scary. But why would I predict something that only a chosen few motherfuckers could do? Every motherfucker can't get straight A's. So, let's say I said that shit and didn't get straight A's. What good would it do me to fail in front of all of you motherfuckers? Because if I say, oh, man, I got a B+, I still fail. But you guys might say, oh, man, don't worry about it. At least you tried. Fuck that. Fuck that trying bullshit. I didn't play T-ball. My dad didn't come to watch me come in second place. What I'm saying is this, fellas. Bragging is bragging. But I don't be bragging. What I be doing is putting myself on Front Street. Because it wouldn't do me any good. It wouldn't help me in any way to drop the ball after making some kind of crazy and outlandish prediction like that. Now, I'm speaking on this in this way to show you all what my fucking confident courses can do for your motherfucking ass. Because all you got to do is look back in history or whatever you call it on Facebook. Goddammit. I can't think of a word. This is the second time I must be getting old. The archives. All you got to do is look in the archives and shit. You'll see I predicted this shit. What I'm saying is I know me, which is what my confidence course is all about. No, it ain't about me. It's about you learning who the fuck you are. Because I know this. For a fact, if you want something, it cannot be a secret. You cannot whisper, you know, I'm going to do good. You know, I'm going to ace this. You can't whisper it. You cannot hide it from the public's knowledge. If you do, it's because you're secretly afraid of failing. I'm not scared of failing because I ain't failing. So I'll let you know. I'm finna fucking get an A. And what I'm saying is, either I know I can buckle down and get that A, or I'm gonna get a B or something, and the motherfucker's gonna laugh at me. I know that. I ain't scared. Man. Shit. When you got confidence, you fucking broadcast and predict amazing things. Muhammad Ali. I'm a bad man. I'm gonna take that man and knock him out of the fourth rank. He did that shit. He did that shit. I'm going to take you to the eighth round, and in the eighth round, I'm going to get on the ropes, and then I'm going to rope a dope. Then I'm going to knock him out. He did. And he said that kind of shit, and he did it. Was he bragging? I'm saying that motherfucker knew what the fuck he was talking about. Just like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I predict and broadcast amazing things, and I accomplish them, motherfuckers. Now, the reason I bragged about a 4.0 of my master's program is not so I could claim to be so much goddamn smarter than most. It's so you can see talk is cheap. I believe action is worth more than any of you motherfuckers know. A 4.0 is supposed to be perfection as far as grades go, but that's all this perfection is. That's all this perfection in. This achievement don't mean shit about what you're gonna do in life. I'm just saying, you go to your high school reunion 20 years from now, that motherfucker that got straight A's is an alcoholic. You never would have thought it. That white boy that was such a great athlete and, you know, they call him Skip. That motherfucker done been to rehab 7 times. All he can talk about is falling off the wagon. I'm just saying, man, you don't know how life is going to go. Now, if you confident enough to make claims in public, claims that are like motherfuckers gonna say, oh, you shit talking motherfucker, claims that's outlandish. Otherwise, 15 months of the beginning of the program, I said what I was gonna do. Now, after you done started it and you done went through 4 or 5 classes and you done got A's, you can see, well, shit, I might ace this. Yeah, I predict I'll ace it. No, this is before the class even started. Because I'm an asshole like that. I'm an asshole like that. Yeah, you know. I don't know, motherfucker. You don't know what I'm at. Shit. You don't know what I'm laughing at, because it's funny. I am a fucking asshole. 424, what's up, bro?
What's up, man? It's Prince the P. You know what I'm saying? A punk bitch got on my nerves the other day.
Hold up.
Man, send that 200
up, brother.
To Rosebud. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, can you hold up? Can you fucking hold up?
It's 2021.
No, man, ain't nobody finna listen to your bullshit. You full of shit. Can you guys see how this motherfucker didn't hear me asking him to be quiet? I wanted to ask him something. He's just talking and talking his fucking ass. This is whatever the P. And now this bitch is it. Man, you ain't even no pimp, you motherfucker. Now, come on, don't bring me that bullshit. Now you can talk. Silly motherfucker.
It's 2021. Why would you get a beard dye? You know what I'm saying? They make the beard dye.
Hey, wait. It's 2021. What?
You kicking off this game like soccer. Go get you some beard dye, man.
Some beard dye?
Yeah, some beard dye. You know what I'm saying? Dye it black.
Hey, you guys, you see? You can tell this motherfucker ain't no pimp. He's just a fake motherfucker. What the fuck do you want, bitch nigga?
Go get the
come
beard
on, bitch ass nigga. You know, you came on there talking about somebody to pee. See that motherfucker hung up. I could see a bitch a mile away, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers don't know me. You motherfuckers are used to people sounding like me. And then when you do some shit like that bitch nigga did, you be a punk. 5'10", what's up with you? 5'10", what's up?
What's up with you, bud? How we doing today, man?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm great, man. Can't complain. But you know what? You said that because you got the confidence, man. That's why you spit that.
Exactly. Hey, the reason I do anything I do is because of the confidence I have. And I'm not saying I have so much confidence that I'm better than you. I'm saying I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do as soon as I think it because of my confidence. And if that make me get some shit you don't get, that's on you because you can do the same thing even after I did.
Exactly.
I believe that
you're insecure. An insecure person that look at you as being rather docile or You just bragging on what you could do because, you know, but only you know what you could do, man. And when you know that, you speak on it and you do that.
For sure, bro. That's what's up, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you. I've been fooling with you for some years, but I remember when you was in school. You know what I'm saying? So I've been with you, man, since you had Trey running the show for you.
Hey, man, you've been here, man. Hey, you know what? Goddamn it, reward. Hey, bro, hit me, man, so I can give you part one of that goddamn audiobook, man, and put the last four digits of your phone number in there.
All good. I got you, brother.
For sure. Man, I love shit like that, man. You talking about Trey Lavis. That was some time ago. But that's just how I go. I'm still here. Man, I got some kind of something in my throat. And I can't get it out. Hold on. Maybe that was it. I don't know. Check this out. I believe not every single one of you, but I believe there's hell of motherfuckers out there capable of doing the same shit. Capable of earning a 4.0, but you ain't, you know, believe in it, even though you don't think you silly, but you're not going to predict it. That's braggadocious. That's going to bring bad luck. All that's just expressing lack of confidence. Because I don't do shit luck. If shit go my way, it's not luck. It's because I'm persistent. And I'm going to keep doing some shit. I'm not doing it for luck, because if you do it for luck, you're only doing it that time, and if you're lucky, you're going to hit. But I'm doing it just because this is what I do. And I'm going to do it. It ain't about no luck. If it's supposed to make me, you know, come up on something in due time, I'm coming up because I'm going to stay down. That's just the way it is. It, you know, I have confidence. and I do what most call rag. But like the brother say, I ain't bragging. I'm just putting myself on Front Street so all of you can laugh at me when I fail. I mean, get it through your head. I know now one of you motherfuckers, if that's the case, want to see me fail. But I bet you there's hella motherfuckers out there would like to know that I do fail. But I ain't failing. I might not win. You know, because, you know, the hella shit I did that I, you know, didn't win. Hella shit I did that I lost money on. I make money. Money don't make me. So, you know, I can be down to my last whatever. Come up again because I ain't tripping. I ain't gonna be tripping. I know me. Do you know you? If you make your own identity the most important goddamn factor in your life, then you'll have unlocked the door to your confidence. Because I never achieved this level of confidence until I just flat out wanted to be Rosebud. Whatever the fuck that meant to me, I'm finna be that. And shit, I start having shit my way because I became Rosebud. I wasn't just a pimp among the pimps. I became Rosebud. I stood out. Everything I did was to stand out because I thought I was that quality of motherfucker. Shit. I ain't settling for no goddamn second best. Or heaven forbid, even lower. I didn't want to be no average pimp and I damn sure wasn't going to be no average fucking student. How many of you motherfuckers can make that claim? How many of you motherfuckers will stop looking at what I'm doing as anything except what it is? And what it is letting you know I ain't the only motherfucker that can be this way. But I certainly am a motherfucker that is this way, so you don't have to see it and hate it or love it. Or whatever, because you know me, it don't faze me. How many of you motherfuckers are afraid to publicly state a goal you'll have? A goal you will pursue and keep us posted until it's completed as you predicted? See, this is what's important. I didn't just predict that shit with my fucking grades. I predicted I would start SWU. And I predicted motherfuckers would get straight A's in it. And if you talk to anybody that's been in SWU, I ain't easy. I'm one of them fucking sticklers. You gonna get straight A's or you getting out. Because I run punks away because I get them. I ain't doing no punk shit for your punk ass motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you think of me. Think what you want to think. I already got paid. If you can't stand up, you don't need to be in here. Because that's how life is. If you can't take it, it's kicking you out. It ain't giving you no pass. Shit. What I'm saying is, you see, didn't nobody call in and say, I'll do it. I'll make a prediction. Ain't nobody going to call in on the shit I'm talking about. Because I'm talking real shit right now. I'm just saying. That. Fact. And I'm saying saying how many motherfuckers is afraid to call in, that's how many motherfuckers need my goddamn confidence course. I taught what I lived, and I lived to the highest expectations. I mean, the world has expectations for any man that want to be great. And you have to live up to it. They differ, but you still have to fucking live up to it. And I don't care what none of you motherfucking imposters or haters think on 210. I see you, man. Come on, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you, brother?
Not too much. Not too much. It's always good to see you out here doing your thing. And I just... Hold on, I got to turn it up so I can hear you.
Hey, bro, no, turn down whatever you listening to me on.
Okay, all right. I was calling in because I wanted to
616, I see you. You just got to hold on. Go ahead, bro.
So I was calling in because I wanted to add to what you were saying on challenging yourself and broadcasting your goals. And I do that a lot. I do it a lot. And I have a lot of people tell me, they say, oh, well, you ain't supposed to, you know, let your right hand know what your left hand is doing and everything. And I don't look at it that way. Because what I'm doing or what I try and do or the goals that I set for myself, I don't be trying to hide. And I feel like if something's meant for me, then it's going to work for me. And if it's not, it's not. I'm going to come up with another goal, and I'm going to keep it pushing.
Check in, bro. Bro, how many things in life do you think you're going to run into that's meant for you?
That's going to be a whole lot of things meant for me. It's going to be a whole lot of things that ain't.
All right, brother. Hold on. 616, what's up?
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I was listening to your show, and my goal in the next 2 years is to retire, and I'm not afraid to admit it, and I've been working towards that. And I just want to let you know that I've been watching you since I was a kid, and I admire you, and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
All right, but now, never mind. I'm not going to even get into that, but... See, that kind of goal there, it's a good goal because it means you got something you're doing. But how am I going to know?
Yes, sir. You know, I got my, I don't mind explaining to you. I got my own clean.
No, you don't
got
to explain that to me. I'm just saying, how would I know that you've achieved your goal 2 years from now?
Because I've been saving. I've been saving and
that's you saying what you doing, bro. You're not answering my question. That's what I'm talking about. Hold on. 863.
Yo.
Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I was just calling to let you know, like, man, I make predictions all the time, and I really just don't be scared to be wrong. That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, that's true.
Say again?
Is this Earl?
Is this what?
Earl.
No.
Okay. I just thought your voice sounded familiar. But let me just get this last guy, and I'm going to tell all you guys something. That's why I got you all wrong. Hold on. 347, what's up?
Yo, what's good, bud? Nah, I just called in to give my prediction. I'm going to school. I'm going to be a technician for HVAC by next year. And within the next 4 years, I would say 3 years, I'm going to be a contractor and flipping houses. Just wanted to call and let you know.
That's good, man. And hopefully you're successful at that. But let me tell
that's
going to
happen, brother.
Can you listen?
That's what's,
all you guys.
Say that.
Hold on.
Say
just listen. Hold on, all you guys. 424 just came on. I want to see what he got to say. What's up, 424?
What's up, bro? You didn't hear what I said?
What did you say, man?
I said, a punk bitch got on my nerves, right?
Oh, you that fake nigga.
We're losing.
Hey, look, I got him off. So listen, you guys. This is what's happening. You guys don't know how motherfuckers like me play. You know, I made my predictions. I said what I said. And then when a motherfucker challenged any motherfucker to come up, you know, ain't no motherfucker show up. Ain't no motherfucker show up. But then when I say, I know you motherfuckers ain't gonna show up because you, that kind of challenge to bring you out. Then you'll come out with some bullshit. Because what I'm saying is, who can check anything that you guys said? I am not saying motherfuckers don't make predictions. I say motherfuckers are afraid to broadcast their predictions before it happens, where people can check on it and see if it happens. Because once I got straight A's, I post my motherfucking transcripts.
I hear this is in the
was in the play. I'm saying a nigga can sit up there talking about he got straight A's and all that goddamn shit and don't ever pull. How they know? So then ain't no fucking talking about no straight A's. Once I got my shit, I got my transcript and posted. I didn't post my grade as far as the report card. I fucking posted my transcript so they can see my activity. And what I'm saying is, this was, I made my prediction before starting the, I did get accepted in the program, but I was bragging that I was gonna motherfucking ace it. Now, I ain't that smart. I'm the first to tell you, I'm not that studious of a motherfucker. It's just I had figured out how to get super ace. And I just work at it, man. So my thing is not that you guys don't have goals. My thing is that you don't listen to shit. You don't take the real challenge. You turn it into what you can win in. And then what you can win in is not the challenge. Do you guys understand that?
No, I get what you said. Can you hear me?
Wait. One at a time. 210, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And I look at it in a way to where I see things into existence.
Stop. We'll talk about it in a minute. I want to get this done. 616, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
863, do you?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I broadcast on Facebook.
Well, stop. We'll talk in a minute. 347, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, I got four of you guys on. I don't care who talks, but I do want you to at least identify who you are. So, if you ain't just talking, you don't have to say your name, but you can say your area code or this 210.
Go ahead. Say 2108.
Hey.
I don't care who talks. Just identify yourself. 863. Go ahead.
Yeah, Terry. That's my name. But
okay.
At the end of the day, like, I broadcast on Facebook. Like, I put on what I'm doing. I ain't gonna say trying. Because I wake up and I try and I make it happen every single day. Like, I always have bad luck, so I don't have no choice but to, like, you know what I'm saying, try to grind. I grind it out. I don't have no choice but to do it. Because if it was about luck with me, I have been struck out, man. My luck's so damn bad. And
hey, bro. Come on, man. We don't want to hear all that. Let's go with what we're talking about. I got people on hold.
Yeah. You're right. I'm just saying, I broadcast on Facebook what I'm doing, whether it's being my family's first millionaire. You feel me? Like, right now I'm at six figures. I'm doing better. And I brag, but I don't, you know what I'm saying, try to make
it
feel bad.
Wait, You saying you have a business that's making $6 million?
No, I said I'm working right now. My job is paying me six figures a year.
Oh, six figures. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, 863. I'm feeling you. Now, who else was that?
Yeah.
210.
I'm in.
210. Let's go.
Yeah. My name is Jacob White, and I was a Sidewalk University student.
I was going to say Jacob White. I know who you are, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. Every now and then I get to catch you doing a live show, and I felt like you was talking to me today, so I said, you know what, I'm going to call in, and I'm going to say what I have to say, whether you roast me or not. But
let's go.
For those who don't know, that Sidewalk University is the real deal, and he don't be playing, and he ran my ass up out of there. So you got to stay on point. But the thing about it is, it's a game changer, and it really made me think about what I need to be taking care of. And I got so caught in that I wasn't taking care of the work, and he booted my ass to the curb. And I like to chime in every now and then, because you got a different perspective from an older street nigga / educated / hustler, and this helps my day flow.
All right, brother Jacob, appreciate you. Hey, let me get 832. Hey, let me get 832. Hold on. 832, what's up?
What's up, Raul?
No,
yeah, chilling. This 832. You can just call me South Charlie, man.
All right, what's happening?
Colin, bro, am I the last person speaking? Or you got more
what?
People? Am I the fourth caller speaking, or you got somebody else who need to introduce face?
Bro, it don't matter, man. What's up?
Yeah, I'm just chilling, bro. I'm calling. Usually I'll be at work listening to your shit. I'm
no,
all
no, what I'm saying is, do you have a question?
Nah, hell no. Nah. I'm just participating with y'all.
Oh, okay. Well, man, bro. Hey, bro, if you're going to listen, just listen. But if you get in the queue, it all makes right. me think you have a question.
I got you. I'm silent, but... You
know, It ain't no big name, bro. It's cool. All right. 616 and 347. Either one of you guys want to comment on what we were talking about?
Yeah, my name is Jonathan. I'm from New York, Washington Heights, and I'm out here in Atlanta. I'm making it happen. I'm going to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. You're in Atlanta? Working in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm working construction. I'm working overnight in a warehouse, and I'm going to start my second semester of school coming up.
Well, hey, bro, you got to play. And I mean, I ain't mad at you. Hey, fellas.
Yeah, I want to pick. Can I tell you something, bud?
Go ahead.
I just want to say I've been watching you. I mean, you know, I've seen you since your American Pimp days. I was yay high. You know what I'm saying? And, you somebody that's real inspirational. You the real deal, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just paying my respect, you know what I'm saying, to a real motherfucker.
Hey, I appreciate you, bro. That shit mean a lot to me.
Yeah, most people, they don't appreciate that. They don't appreciate that, you know, somebody like a legend is on here. You know, they kind of accessible on social media or on this YouTube shit, but, you know, you a motherfucking legend, man. You a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I appreciate you, bro. 616, you got something to say?
Yeah, this is Eric Phillips, and I've been shooting at my dream buzz ever since I was 19. Like the other brother said, I've been watching you since American Pimp, man. I just want to give you your flowers, man, and let you know that I don't have a problem giving you your praises, brother. And I would want to join that Sidewalk University class, because I feel like every man need to polish this game up and you know, just get more wisdom. That's it. So I just want to tell you thank you, and if there's any.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, brother, and thank you, man, because you guys, you know, I talk hella shit. So when I get humble, you guys probably think I'm talking shit. But I'm not, man. You don't know what it means to me to hear you, brother, saying that shit since American Film. That's 20 years. I mean, that's a long time.
I appreciate you, brothers, man. Thanks. Hey, 832, you came back on. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. A question came to me. All right, so, man, I'm just gonna keep it real with you, bro. Well, you probably already know this shit, but, you know, the shit that you teaching, you know, a lot of fathers don't really be teaching that shit to their sons, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really be giving them the full game. But my question is, because I do remember my pops telling me this, he was like, always treat the bitch like a dog, you know? And I never really understood that. You know, I want to know if you can break that down to me.
Well, I'm not going to say treat them like a dog, but the more chicken shit you are, the more you going to get out the bitch. I mean, your dad, he I don't say he was right, but what he was talking about was right. Otherwise, don't be no sucker for no bitch is what he was saying. He was saying that since he in his experiences, the motherfuckers, you say, man, don't go for that shit from a bitch. They don't understand that shit. You know, when you try to tell them to understand or do this or do that, they mix it up. So you either got to tell the motherfucker, treat him like a dog, or you're going to be a punk for him. That's what he meant. You understand what I'm saying?
Understood. I ain't gonna lie, cause bro, I've been a punk for some bitches before, bro. And I know how that shit is.
Bro, that's what Pops was talking about, man. Think about it, man. Whoever you saw that you was being a punk for, you start thinking about I should have treated that bitch. I should have said that. I should have, you know, all that kind of shit. Instead of thinking that shit, do that shit with all the rest of the bitches you meet. Period.
All right, Rose. Appreciate that. Real
good. 313, what's up?
What's the deal, bud? I'm going to tell you my goal, shit. My goal is I want to be the baddest motherfucker on the planet. I want everybody to know
who I am. Check this out, man. Check this out. Stop. Please, stop. Can you take your ass and make a fucking comic book somewhere else? Ain't nobody wanting to hear that bullshit.
Hey, I ain't got to be the whole thing,
you know,
but just
it,
my corner of it.
That ain't your fucking Maybe. Corner. Hey, come on, man. The baddest motherfucker on the planet is going to own the planet. How the fuck you going to want a corner talking about you the baddest motherfucker? You sick, man. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Motherfuckers be faking, man. Ain't nobody asking you to call in and say some stupid shit like this. If you want to be the baddest motherfucker on the planet, you got to start out by saying, man, I'm going to be the baddest motherfucker on the planet. And I'm starting out, blah, blah, blah. And when I get done, blah, 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 like that. 832, I see you got another question. Come on.
No, yeah, my bad, bro. I ain't trying to interrupt everybody. The American Pimp audio book number 2.
Do
my brother? I said the American Pimp audio book number 2. Is that, I can't find that in the store. You know, I'll be on the audio book.
You gotta get it from me, bro.
I can't find it. Did you ever upload it?
Order it from me, man. Just hit me and order it. $27.99.
Something else. I checked your website out. You know, I was looking at...
Bro,
looking at all
those you things. Know what, man? I might not have put it up to tell you the truth because I just got American Pimp Part 2 about a month ago. So what I'm saying, maybe a little longer than a month. I might not have put it up, but since you remind me of it, you know, yeah, I will put it up. Hey, so... Hit me, man.
I'll be bored.
AskRosebud@gmail.com. Hit me. You know, and I'll tell you how to fucking order it. But I will put it up on the goddamn site, man. I probably overlooked that. My bad.
Say less.
All right, for sure. Right. Hey, so listen, you guys. One day, I really believe this. One day you're going to wake up and you're going to thank me. You're going to thank me for not taking any of the weak bullshit that you motherfuckers want to put on me. You're going to thank me for making strong men. You will. The last video I had, shit, over 8 unsolicited motherfuckers. Endorsements. Appraises. Testimonials. And if you listen to the shit, you'll hear the difference that I'm making with these brothers. And it's really not me. It's that they're finally doing something. It's not me. It's just that what I'm bringing to them is encouraging them to make a move. Quit just accepting shit. 678, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? I just had a quick question. So how do you talk, you know, about what you want to do without telling what you're going to do? I was just curious about that.
You talking about to a potential investor or something like that?
Yeah, kind of like, you know how you were saying about talking about yourself. Like,
bro, I already understand the question. I'm asking, I'm trying to get specific. Are you talking about a particular investor, or are you just talking about people? What are you saying?
Yeah, people, your peers, people around you.
Well, you don't, man. You can't just completely leave it up to them. I'm going to do this, blah, 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 and you never say anything. That's like Trump. You know, you're going to have the greatest of everything. You're going to have the greatest people. I know the most about it. What do you know, motherfucker? What people are you going to get? You know, what I'm saying is you don't say exactly what you're going to do. But when I was talking about, let's say, my school, I was saying this shit, I would be saying shit like, this shit I'm doing is real. I'm teaching people shit. You know, at one point, I'm going to end up having a school. The motherfuckers just thinking I'm talking shit. But I'm putting it out there. And then I'm putting it out there that way again. And again. And again. Until I start making moves towards starting, in my case, the school. And once I make the move, that's when I become really, you know, exposed what I was doing. I told you motherfuckers that I was going to start a school. Bam! SWU open for business. Now, at that point, ain't nobody in the school. Any motherfucker can open a school. You got to get students. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, wow. I think I see what you're
saying. But you ask, how do you do it? That's how you do it. I didn't tell you what I did. I didn't tell you the changes that I had to go through to make this or that happen. Right?
Right.
So I did exactly what you was talking about. Told you about my shit without giving my plan up. Damn, I thought I'd seen another fly. Oh, fuck. I saw that one, you guys. All right, bro, let me get 914. 914, what's happening? Motherfucker. 914. Okay. Let me X you out, bro. All you guys, I'm finna X all y'all out, and if you want to call back, do it. Because let me tell you guys, brothers come on endorsing my shit, and they state exactly what they got from the shit. And if you really pay attention, they all are saying the same shit, just different words. They discovered who they are. They discovered what they really want. I mean, 914, what's up, bro?
Bud, I just want to call, show you love, respect, and you're guiding a lot of people, and I just want to tell you that we all love you, and we just really appreciate everything you're doing and all the wisdom that you're giving out. That's all.
Hey, man, thanks very much, man. I appreciate that shit. Don't think I'm not serious. I really do. Where? Oh, wait, you got something else? Hold on, bro. I'll cut you off. Go ahead.
I said you're the truth, and every day that you speak, you give words to power to words that nobody else that I know of is doing that. And I just want you to understand that, like, the words and the way and everything you're doing, you're really doing it. It's not like lip service like you were just saying about how Trump and all these other people. You really are showing people, hey, you want to change your life? There's responsibility, but there's also, light at the end of the tunnel. And all these people that have called the last couple of weeks, the people that you've changed, like Juan, all these different people, you're literally creating a brand new life for them because they're listening to you. So I just want to call you and thank you, bud. Respect, man.
Hey, man, I'm glad I came back to you because all that stuff you said, man, I'm telling you, is what I am honestly about. I am seriously about helping. And I'm putting you back in because I'm going to talk about something now. Hey, I'm seriously about helping because I know I took a lot. I took a lot. And I got a lot now. So I'm saying, you know, to give back, yeah, I get mad. Yeah, it pushes me. Yeah, it do all kind of negative shit. But it do one positive thing that outweighs all that shit. It makes me feel valuable. I'm not to you, but to me, it just makes me feel valuable. And I'm telling you, value is important, especially at this age. You feel valueless. You're not fucking working. You're just sitting at home waiting to die. Nah, fuck that. You know, all the motherfuckers that be, you know, appreciate me in one way or another. They say it the way they say it, but they're all saying the same thing, that they appreciate what I'm fucking doing because I'm really doing something. I ain't just, like you said, I ain't lip service. When I say brothers, I ain't talking about no black motherfuckers. I'm talking about my alumni of all nationalities, because I have a seriously multiracial a group of people every semester. Africans, Poles, Slovakians, I mean, all kind of dudes. All kinds of dudes. And if they're not from the U.S., they have a certain way they think about women. And that's different for each country. But what I tell them, fuck you, you ain't in your country. So you're going to either learn how to do what we do, or you're going to get ran over. My shit ain't for blacks only. I welcome any man who want to understand the plain English I use, because I don't use no big words. My course far outshines anything like it. And if you're serious about gaining confidence and getting a handle on your manhood, SWU is for you. And this is my goal. Now, of course, it's in the, you know, infancy. If I'm blessed to live, you know, some more years, and we look back, we'll see this as a growth period. Because at one point, I'm going to be an established entity. This is one time I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm really running the real shit by you. I used to get all kinds of questions, you know, of nonsense. And dudes would be begging for game, free game. Now, I've had so many successes, and people have heard so many different successes, and especially the people that call in from another country and be, you know, kicking it. Motherfucker be sounding like wherever he from, but they be talking shit like me. You know, I damn near can have a show on testimonies only, but I don't do that. My show actually has a bigger than ever audience. And the questions that be coming in, like y'all be asking, they're totally different than they were. These are real shit. They're worthy of thought. Now, you couldn't tell it tastes thought by listening to me because I think at lightning speed. And it would seem that I don't really give too much of anything any thought. But I do. And I've given everything thoughts that I deal with. And if you guys continue to study or, you know, fuck with me dealing with my course and shit, you're going to understand the importance of thinking fast. You got to think on your feet. You got to adapt, if necessary, to whatever environment. You know, time and time again, I've shown you that I talk a lot of shit. But I do not ever talk bullshit. Ever. I cannot honestly say what's more important, because you guys is really into sex. I'm into confidence. So I can't say which is more important to know about as far as sex or confidence. Because I know this, what good is it to study sexual exploits if you're not confident enough to do what you learn? But by the same token, what good would having the confidence to do anything if you don't truly know what the fuck you're doing in the bedroom? I mean, everything goes hand in hand. That's why Rosa Bibbos is the shit. Man, I used to pimp like this. I did. Cover all the bases, everything. Bitches, and they ain't got to think of wrong shit. Just give me some money. It's not going to make them feel royal. Do yourself a favor and check all my videos out, not just the one you see today. Periodically. You know, I stop and appreciate where I come from. I know I'm a product of a man. My dad thought he could do any fucking thing he thought of. All he had to do was think of it when he was in the garage trying to do it. And my mama had a belief system unmatched by anyone I've ever met in my life. My dad always told us, boy, God wouldn't let you think of it if you wasn't able to do it. And my mother believed that if you just believe something, because she believed in God, if you just believe something wholeheartedly, it will come true. It will come to fruition. And listen to this. I hate to say this because I get all sentimental. But my mom, I'm serious. We used to say, Mama crazy. But she used to believe in God so much that she told us, when it comes time for me to die, the Lord's going to let me be in my bed with all my kids around me. I said, Mama, how are you going to say some shit like that? I mean, she was that much confidence, that much faith. And this was like 20, 30 years before she died. And periodically she would tell us, the Lord's going to let my family in. Mama is so crazy, but let me tell you something. She got sick, and they had predicted, no, she went to the goddamn doctor, and they said she had cancer, and she had 6 months to live. And she came home and told us that. And she said, you know, I got sad because I'm very sentimental. And my mother told me, boy, get out. Shut up. So when we was kids and we'd be pissing, and my mom said, Johnny, come here. the piss cut off and you go see what mama world. But anyway, she said that fucking shit. I'm a grown man. I'm like, damn it, I guess in my 50s. She said, shut up. And I just, you know, I ain't having none of that sadness. Can't no doctor tell me when I'm going to die. Only the Lord know. And I know I got more than 6. Mama said that shit. 7 years later, when she was sick, and she on her deathbed, we all was there. We all was there. Just like she predicted. Come on, man. I've seen that shit with my own eyes. I witnessed this. Can't tell me what belief ain't gonna do. You know, I was born to and lucky enough to understand both of my parents. Both of their point of views. And I meshed them together. This is why I'm like I am. My daddy was a monster. He could do any goddamn thing. I don't give a fuck. And I'm the same motherfucking way. My philosophy is I can do anything I think of. I can do anything I think of. And I firmly believe in all I do. Now, if that ain't my mom and daddy, kill me dead. Because I know a lot of you motherfuckers think I'll be hating on you and shit. Because I got time to hate on you. Anything in my life was so boring that I could hate on. I would have to hate on you for excitement or whatever. That's not the case, fellas. Not the case at all. I'm not hating on none of them. I'm showing you motherfucking love, the kind of love that you don't really have to show motherfuckers. I share. You accept or not. Whatever the fuck I got to share, I share it, and you accept it or not. If you don't, then you just get off here and say, man, I don't believe that shit. I ain't mad at you. But if you don't accept it, and you get in and start trying to tell me blah, 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 then I'm going to talk some shit. I have an aura, and my aura tells you just not to fuck with me. It just does. None of you really have developed your aura. You talk about it, but you don't really believe in yourself, so you cannot have an aura. And the reason I know that is because you make yourself too available to punks. Punk bitches, punk dudes. If you really down, I'm saying you really down and dirty, it don't matter what I say anyway. That is if you down. Because all the motherfuckers I be, you know, all the pimp niggas I came up with, we can recognize a bitch who wasn't gonna bust a skinless brick from a mile away. And ignoring her, I mean, ignoring her is going to make her shit or get up off the pot. She's a fine bitch. You know, and she think motherfuckers should fuck with her. But real kids, man, just, man, fuck you and your pussy, bitch. What do you think makes the bitch want to hug any motherfucking way? The answer is, niggas will not speak to her, look at her, or even touch the same chair she sat in. Because you're supposed to shun bitches who fuck around with niggas like us and don't be trying to be down. You're supposed to shun them with the quickness. To develop your aura is essential. But I can't give you the details on how to do that unless you was one of my students. we'll watch to see if you develop your goddamn or see how the bitches flock to you. I mean, you know, I just gave you a key just now, secretly. And it's about having the aura. You ain't really up on what I was saying because you didn't hear it because I didn't say, hey, this is for you to know about how to, this is a one way to build your aura. Since I didn't say that, you didn't get it. You know what? I just realized something. After the rude awakening that I had from this week's classwork, I had a rude awakening. I had to sit and think. And while thinking, I started doubting myself. Now, I don't know if you remember, but in one of my videos, I spoke about the worst thing insecurity and doubt can do is make you think. Because I was talking about not being afraid of being insecure. Because you have to have insecurity to become secure. Now, what I'm saying is, I had to learn that again for myself. Because this doubt that I had about Sidewalk University only made me realize that my fuel tank for knowledge gained in this way was low. And that's because I'm speeding, doing all kind of goddamn shit, and I didn't check my gas tank. Now, since I've, you know, refueled, otherwise, that doubt that I was talking about, I'll use that doubt that I was having in my classes. See, because what I'm saying, I ain't afraid to doubt anything I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be honest, there hasn't been actually one semester at Sidewalk University that I didn't doubt whether or not I knew what the fuck I needed to do. But I never doubted that I would learn it. Because I know learning is a process. And you have to accept it or drown in your own misery. Because you're not going to learn shit trying to tell some person or some information how you don't accept it. I mean, learning is a really serious process. And all of you guys, whether you're in the game or not, you know, I'm talking about your game or not, you keep wondering why you run into so many problems. But you must not see that the path you've taken to getting these bras is what's making them pumps. See, you guys have no restrictions. If you a pimp nigga, you allow a bra to make eye contact with you without charging her ass. If you a square, you let a bra make eye contact with you, and you don't even go up and talk to her at all. Now, if you're a pimp motherfucker, you let hoes be in your conversation that you having with another motherfucking pimp. And if you a square motherfucker, you let this broad as you talking have as much to say about your conversation to your particular friend as you do. You motherfuckers, if you're a pimp, you allow broads to voice their opinion on your business. And you really consider it. Same thing as you ain't no pimp. You let boss voice their opinions. You make deals with a baby. You know, if you're a pimp, nigga, baby, just bring me the money, blah, blah, blah. I'll buy you some peels or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with you motherfuckers and squares. You speak to them motherfuckers and know damn well the motherfucker ain't gonna buzz them great. And you'll fuck with her. Sit up and drink a little. Before you get paid. Then you want to know, you know, why she has no respect for the game. This shit is lunacy to me. Women, whether you want to accept it or not, you 21st century motherfucker, women want restrictions. They want rules. 313, what's up?
What's up, Professor? I was just letting you know I didn't want to represent SWU like that, but I predict I will be one of the influential people that can teach people, men, how to instill men principles.
Okay, bro. I didn't really hear everything you were saying. Could you repeat it and speak up or get closer to your phone or whatever?
It was on speaker. I ain't want to represent SWU like that. I want to instill, or I predict I'm going to instill manhood principles into myself so I could teach them to other people. Because that's what the world needs.
What did you say about SWU?
I didn't want to represent it like that. You know how I left the call with that abstract comment.
You didn't want to represent SWU with the way you left earlier?
Yeah.
All right, you mean misrepresent.
Or and myself, too.
Okay, but you mean misrepresent.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with you, man, for sure.
Right on.
See, people that do things and think about it and then make a move to street out, it ain't like you never did it, but it's damn near like it. Because you got to man up. What that brother just did was manning up. He seen whatever he seen. I didn't talk about it, but he felt whatever he felt from what we kicking. And to me, that's what shit is about. It is not about how the fuck your feelings is hurt because somebody didn't agree with you. Oh, fuck this goddamn fly, man. I know y'all seen that motherfucker on my head. Shit. Look, I'm serious, you guys. The rules of the game, the rules of life, the rules, any set of rules is made to keep the complaints and the bullshit from coming from anyone except motherfuckers pretending to have this game you know you got. And if you don't want some broad to look at you like a damn sucker, you got to start doing some real shit. And I don't think no negative shit about women until it comes to a baby daddy shit. I'm on the side of the fence with that shit. You know, when will motherfucking mothers realize, when will they take the responsibility for the fact that once that bitch have a baby, they change. And they run a nigga off. If I wasn't listening to your motherfucking ass or taking orders from you before you had the goddamn baby, what makes you think I'm going to do it just the motherfucking goddamn baby here now? Shit, I raised both of my daughters alone. Well, one of them not alone. But the other one alone. And I know many men who've done the same thing. But I also know hella mothers who use their child as leverage to force a brother to stay with her on her terms. Giddy. Fuck! Or you won't get the, Or you won't get to be the father. Oh, 510, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on with you, OG? So I had a quick question. I'm dealing with this broad right now when she's been sexually abused. And I'm trying to see what are the right words I can say that can mentally help her and encourage her and uplift her, because I don't really know what to say while dealing with this bitch, you know?
Man, let me tell you something. Leave that bitch alone. Let me tell you why. You don't know the history of motherfucking women, especially black-ass women. Do you know there
not
has
not... Nobody.
It doesn't really... I'm talking about... women, and I'm talking about especially black ass women. Well, I'm saying I ain't eliminating the white bitch. I'm saying people have taken this abuse bullshit. There's a such thing of it. So I ain't saying, you know, everybody that say that shit is bullshit. But I'm saying it's so prevalent now. They all say that. And I'm telling you, I didn't have bitches talking that shit. And after I got to pimping on them and shit, and they liked me, they tell me they was lying. They tell me that they were saying that because that's what, you know, women say, and that, you know, that's what dudes respond to. What I'm saying is, you didn't sexually abuse the bitch. Of course, you don't say shit the way I'm saying it, but this is the mentality you supposed to have. I didn't sexually abuse you, bitch. So what I'm saying is, if you want to live in your past, you can. But I ain't living there with you. God damn it, fly. You got to tell that bitch you ain't living in her past. Hey, hold on, let me go get some fly spray.
Yeah.
Damn it. Hey, you guys, the reason I got all these goddamn flies is because, you know, I got dogs in the back. The motherfuckers be shitting and shit. And when I open the door to let them in, because it be so fucking hot out there, some flies always get in. But, bruh, Right,
you did, because I'm working on trying to turn this little bitch out, and, you know, in the process of that, somebody was telling me, no, you got to do this and do that. Hell yeah.
Man.
That bitch is for surely got potential, for surely she do. It's this little white bitch that I knocked the center right
bro,
in Richmond.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't doing nothing but fooling yourself. That's all you doing. You making yourself see some bullshit so you can fuck with the punk bitch. The bitch a punk and you a sucker. Because if it's taking you any time to catch her, you putting too much work in for a worthless bitch.
Hmm. Now that's deep. I ain't even see it like that.
I know you ain't see it like that because you a sucker. Your time ain't worth shit to you.
Sucker.
Yes, you.
Nah, I ain't no sucker.
Okay.
Nah, I ain't no sucker.
Wait, bro. If you was walking down the street and you seen this motherfucker walking like a duck, and you thought from the distance it was a person, but now you see us walking like a duck the closer you get, and the closer you get, it looked like a motherfucking duck. You still gonna think it's a person?
Hell no, nah, but see, this is why.
Bro, what I'm saying, bro, you can make yourself believe what you want to believe, but the fact of the matter is, the bitch is a duck, and you trying to make her into a potential hoe because you like want to fuck the bitch or some kind of goddamn stupid shit. Man, fuck you, man. I ain't got time to deal with your punk shit.
Hey,
you ain't gonna tell a nigga the truth. You ain't gonna do nothing but be lying. I don't wanna fuck with you. Fuck you. If you can catch the bitch, catch her. That's what I would do. I wouldn't be calling no nigga asking how to talk to a bitch. You punk motherfucker. You a fake man. Come on. Admit it. Shit. Hey, so what I'm saying is, what choices do you leave a motherfucker, you know, when the goddamn bitch, you know, speak to him like her dick bigger than her his? Hold on, 216, what's up?
What's up? I got a question on what you were just saying to the last caller. You said you could tell just by his little story that the bitch wasn't on shit. How can you tell that she wasn't on shit?
Hey, man, because when you got a bitch that's been fucked over and that motherfucker, you know, you talking to her about doing some shit like hoeing, that motherfucking bitch won't pay back. And if she's inclined to do some hoeing, you ain't really got to talk her into that goddamn shit. You might have to talk her into paying you, but you ain't got to talk her into, you know, doing the hoeing because a bitch wants her payback. She going to charge every trick she gets with you. That's what she thinking, man. I need to go out there, charge these motherfuckers that fucked over me. That's what the bitch think. Right. I know it because that's what they tell a nigga. I was so glad when I met you because I was wondering something. How could I get back at these? Well, bitch, go out there and charge every one of them. Charge the motherfucker to even talk to you, let alone date you.
Right.
Man, that's game, man. You know, you turn that shit to work for you. You don't go with the shit so the bitch can keep doing it. That's
right.
What that sucker was talking about. He was talking about going with what she was saying so he can deal with it, so he can take 9 months for her to tell him no.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about,
bro. Okay,
you know
what I hear you.
All
I
right.
Do. Yeah.
What's up? So, you guys got to understand. Bitch be talking like her dick is near this nigga. Come on, man. No, this might be somebody else. 510, what's up?
Yeah, like, how you going to sit there and judge me? You don't know me from a can of paint. How you going to sit here and call me a sucker or what I do? You don't even know what I do or know
hey,
me from
hey,
a
bro,
can of paint.
Bro,
don't
bro.
Disrespect me like that, you bitch-ass nigga.
Bro.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. You
hey,
bitch-ass
okay.
nigga. Fuck you,
bro,
nigga. I ain't trying to hear none of that, nigga. Fuck you. You's a sucker, yeah. nigga. Don't disrespect me. I ain't going to disrespect
you. Fuck you, bitch, nigga. What I'm saying is this nigga going to ask me how am I going to do or say whatever the fuck. It's because of what you said, you punk motherfucker. You the one said the shit that was punk shit. I got this bitch on fucking weird, and she been molested and woo woo woo. Come on, man, you motherfucker. That's why I said you a sucker. That sucker shit. Now, don't ask me why I called you a sucker. And because you mad, and you going to run off at the mouth and act like you ain't making... You gonna make it where I can't overtalk you. Motherfucker, I'll just cut you off. Motherfucker, this is my show. Come on, man. You a bitch, nigga, because you do bitch shit. And when a nigga tell it to you, show it to you, then you get mad. Then you probably gonna come up here and try to kill me, right? Nigga, don't disrespect me. It's just a bitch, fuck-ass old nigga. Bitch ass nigga, bring your motherfucking ass on around. I just survived all this time, and it's because I know what the fuck to do. And you little bitch motherfucker, whatever you want to do. Now, I'm talking about what real motherfucker? What real motherfucker going to sit around abroad and listen to her say shit that his partners be saying? That's what these broads be doing when they have your baby. Yeah, nigga, you ought to be out there, you know, on your job or whatever they be saying. Some of you niggas do need to be out there. Every nigga that got a kid need to be doing whatever to take care of his part. But I'm saying, listen, to some bitch. If times are changing, which you got to change, bro. You got to handle this woman in every way the times say change. Why the fuck can't them motherfucking bitches change about that baby daddy bullshit, too? You know they use it. Women want to be treated equal. Excuse me, but specific things like what I'm... Cut them out, he cuts. Specific things like what I'm talking about now. See, they don't want that to change. Ed, I got to call you back. I'm doing the show. The times are changing. Women need to change, too. We ain't the only one need to change. Bitches need to stop. Oh, man, this punk motherfucker. All right, hey, bitch nigga, I'm finna let you back on. So, you know, if you want to talk, motherfucker, you better talk and let me talk or fuck you and your bitch ass. Now, what you want? Yeah. The nigga hung up. Yeah. I ain't with the shit. I ain't no punk nigga. Call back if you want to, sucker. And you're going to get the same shit from me. Come on, what motherfucker don't fuck with some bullshit? It's, to me, it takes two parents. to make a child, but it seems like, you know, the mothers always say once the child here, they only need her. I think that's bullshit. The times are changing, like I say, they should change too. Progress is progress. Progress is not just progress if I do it. 929, what's up, bro? Wait. Okay, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Come on, what's happening?
But, man, this is Leslie from New York. I had a question. It's a little bit redundant.
Leslie,
but, you know, when you out here talking. Yeah, man, how you doing?
Leslie, what's happening?
It's a beautiful day, Constance. It's a beautiful day.
Okay, what's up? All
right, so, you know, I've just been trying to find ways to out-slick and outmaneuver these women out here with the course guiding me. That course is a monster. And I got the first part to the second one that you made. I got to work right now with you to get the rest of it. So that being said, just trying to really think 3 steps ahead of them or at least 10 steps ahead of them. What's your advice in these conversations to really just have your way to where you don't got to do nothing to look like a gorilla or, you know what I mean, just look like you're just not a player?
Leslie, it's something you're not doing, and that's relaxing and waiting for shit, man. You cannot make it happen. I mean, of course, you can do the things that would ensure that it happens, but you cannot make it happen. What you do is be Leslie all the motherfucking time, you know, Leslie 1000 all the time, and somebody gonna like it. I'm telling you, bro, it took me 2 years to really come up with the first one after I understood what I was doing in the game. I had a broad, you know, the whole time, so I'm getting money. But I'm out doing this shit I'm learning, and I'm not coming up. And everybody kept telling me, man, just stay down. You got to stay down. And, you know, that means whatever you know to do, that's what you do. You keep doing it. You don't change, blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, staying down not only was showing me that it's a such thing, but it was actually showing me how to be me. And I didn't really realize. So what you're doing right now, as far as, you know, not necessarily getting your way, you motherfucking are learning how to be you so you can get your way. You don't change nothing you're doing. Just believe what the fuck you're doing until you motherfucking catch. And when you catch doing, when you catch doing what you're doing, let's say that bitch don't work out, you gonna go out and do what you're doing or did to catch her, and it ain't gonna take as long to catch the next one. And you keep going like that. You know what I'm saying?
Is it ever? Yeah. I mean, from what you said, I don't really question anything you say. It's been so long, and I've just been in the habit of taking what you say and trying to just work with it until I get it.
You've been catching bitches, ain't you?
I mean, yeah, I've been having conversations. I've been catching them, but it hasn't gotten far past.
You've been tagging them. You've been tagging them motherfuckers, right?
Nah, I haven't tagged any. I've been on some months. Yeah, I'm not even holding. I've been a month. Part of my language. Been a month.
Hey,
been faithful to me.
Leslie,
yeah.
Call at me, man, on my email.
Thank
Seriously.
You. You're the greatest. I'm not worthy. I'm not
Seriously.
Worthy. This
hey,
man is the biggest.
Hey,
Leslie,
do what the fuck I'm telling you, man. Hit me on my email.
I appreciate you.
All right, man.
Thanks,
what's up?
Sir.
Hey, check game. Now, there is a such thing as a motherfucker not getting what I'm saying he should get. But it's not the course. It's the application. It's how you're applying what you've learned. I mean, what you've learned is not going to do anything for you. What it's going to do is allow you to understand and accept the responsibility of what you do. And what you do is what's going to cause whoever to like you or not. That's why I don't try to tell you what to say. I don't even try to tell you how to act. I tell you to do what is normal for you. And we work with that at SWU. If that's where you're coming from, that's where we're going to work. If you a rancher, what good would it be to tell you how city motherfuckers work? I'm flexible like that. I got game like that. I'm saying motherfuckers fuck with me because they know and trust and believe I got game like that. I know there's 10,000 times more responsible fathers today than it was yesterday. So for a bitch or people to keep thinking that stupid shit about fathers, it's just fucked up. But I also know there's that many and more fucked up goddamn mothers. Get mad at me if you want to. But I don't see you motherfucking people getting mad at them skank bitches who be on Facebook or wherever roasting their goddamn baby daddy for some shit that they know they lying about. I stand for real fathers who do not need their mother's permission to give. No, I stand for real fathers who do not need their baby's mama to give them permission to be a dad. I'm going to father and be a father the fucking way I feel is right. And that don't mean I'm going to kiss a bitch ass to do it. I'm going to say fuck the kid and you, bitch. That's what I'm going to say. If it get like that, that ain't what I want. But before I kiss your motherfucking ass, bitch, to be this kid, daddy, fuck both of y'all. That's the position they put us in. You know, women just love to talk about their personal problems as if they don't have no part in it. I don't like that shit. I could be fucked up for that. But what if I ain't? What if none of us is supposed to like that goddamn shit? I mean, that's where I'm coming from. Hey, you guys, look. Fuck. To me, man, I don't know what you think. But to me, I love this. It was a lot of calls. I was able to make my bullet points, you know, make sense. I love these kind. I just do. So what I'm going to say to you is that let's do some more of this goddamn shit. This is what Kicking It is about. I need to talk to you about some shit you thinking. I don't need to talk to you about no goddamn shit I already think. You know what? I'm gone. This was a good video to make.